Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Anderson, who's an intern at the Danish Museum over in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, I noticed in the news that you're doing a program here coming right up, I believe, tomorrow, about a 1,000-year-old ship. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's about Viking ships. I've been working at the Viking Ship Museum in Roskilde in Denmark for 2 years. And the special thing about that museum is that there are five ships on the exhibit, and they are more than 1,000 years old, or just about 1,000 years old.
That is just absolutely amazing to me. First of all, I guess that they found them, and then that you can preserve them and let people see them. Tell us, we don't want you to give away the whole program because you're going to be doing this for the public, but, you know, how do people find them and bring them to the museum?
Well, actually, it's a really funny story because when they were found and excavated in the 60s, but until then there was this, and they were found in the fjord of Roskilde. And Roskilde has always been a really big city, and it's a harbor city, so, or town at that time, it wasn't that big. So people have always been aware of the fact that there was something in the water, and when they went fishing, they thought it was really annoying that there was something every time they went fishing, that they got all these pieces of wood. So they called the mayor in Roskilde and asked if he could move that away. And then for some reason, there was one from the National Museum saying, we may take a look at what's in there and see if it's something really important. And then they found five ships. So
there have been other people been sailing over those, motoring over those, shipping over those for years, not realizing what all that debris was. That is very interesting. And thank goodness somebody knew what was happening, or they could have just been kind of dug up and thrown away.
Yeah, and that's what we are assuming with the other Viking ships, that they have just, there's another story going that every year when it's St. Hans Aften, the celebration of Midsummer, we make a big bonfire. So the people living in that area, they knew you just had to sail out and dig up some of the old wood, and then they could make a really huge and good bonfire. So that's my what have happened with the other ships, and that's why we only found five ships.
But that was a really big find, to find five ships, I'm sure. Now, when is it you're going to be doing this program, and how do people get involved with that?
I'm doing it tomorrow at 12 o'clock. So they can just show up at the museum, and we will provide coffee and water, and you can bring your lunch if you want. And I'll be talking for 30 minutes just about, and then you can ask all the questions you want to.
Okay, so you can find out a lot more about 1,000-year-old ships and how they were found and what Julie's been doing to kind of help promote all of that. And is there a fee to get into the museum to come to the brown bag noon program?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So come on over, and if you haven't met Julie, do that. And If you want to find out more about ships, you can do that, and just kind of have lunch and have a good time with folks. So come on over to the Danish Museum in Elkhorn. Well, were there other things that you worked on in this museum, or you really were kind of the ship person at that time?
I worked in the education department. So what I was doing was I was making workshops with kids, teaching them how to make a tiny part of the ship. Because the secret about these ships is that they were built only with axes. And I was teaching the kids how to use an axe in different ways, and teaching them, first of all, how many muscles you have to have and how much patience you have to have. And then I was doing other workshops with them, like sailing and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Sounds like great fun. You haven't done much sailing since you've been working in Elkhorn, I'm guessing.
No, unfortunately not.
But you have been working on some other projects. So let's kind of review a couple of the projects maybe that you've been working on here while you're here, because that time is growing short.
Yeah. Right now I'm processing some of the inventory that we have. I've been processing ribbons and medals and other things. And then I have When the Dana College closed down, we got some of the things to store here at the museum until it's decided where those things are to go. And I made a list of all those things. And then I've been working on different things at FHGC, translating letters.
Have you gotten to attend any conferences or meet some folks from around the country?
In April, we went for a week out to California, where there was a meeting of the Rehabil Association. It's the connection between the U.S. and Denmark. And we were attending to show that, because we're interns at the Danish Immigrant Museum and then we were from Denmark, so it was very convenient for us to be there. And then we went to Seattle to meet with the people who are in charge of the foundation where we got the money from, or where the museum has got the money from. So
in addition to working on exhibits and those kinds of things, you're really learning kind of the ins and outs of how museums work and what it takes to run a museum, because most of us don't even think about that. We just come and enjoy, but there's a lot of background work.
And it's interesting for me because in Denmark I've been working in the education department and only been doing that, but here I've had the opportunity to work in a lot of different fields in the museum and see the differences between a Danish museum and an American museum, which has been really interesting.
Well, outside of your museum work and what you've been learning, you've been living here in the area. And I know you were somewhat acquainted with the United States, but any new experiences, any new kind of revelations that, oh, I didn't know that before? I'm putting her on the spot here.
Yeah.
To think about that. Because, again, I know you're not going to be here too much longer.
Well, I knew that when I was coming, but I was still surprised by the fact how open you are and how friendly you are compared to the Danes. I would say a lot of people might disagree with me, but I think you are more open, you're more helpful, and that's why it has been much easier for me to live here, as if I was a foreigner in Denmark, I think. And I was warned by that before I came here, but I'm still surprised by the weather.
You never know whether it's going to be cold or really, really hot.
Exactly, or when there is a big storm coming, or thunderstorm,
Don't have thunderstorms where you are in Denmark?
Oh, we do, but not as often, and we don't have tornadoes, so that's been something new to me, yeah.
Well, we just assume you're not experienced. So it was very up close and personal. So, mentioned several times you're going to be here a short time longer. When is your internship ending?
On July 29th. So it's 3 weeks, I think. Yeah.
So you're going to get involved at all with RAGBRAI, kind of see what's going on with that, because that'll be just before you leave.
Yeah, I'll be here to cheer on them, but I'll be getting a visit in that week, so I won't be participating in it.
But you'll kind of still get to see what's going on, and all of the people come. It's just sort of amazing still to see all of that happening. What are your plans when you go home?
I'm going to take some classes, so I'll get my bachelor degree. Excuse me. And then I will continue on my master's, and hopefully I will do them in Berlin, because there's a really good university there. So I'll probably be moving again in a year, so I will only be in Denmark for a year and then move again. Yeah.
So 10 years from now, Julie, we're visiting with the intern at the Danish Museum in Elkhorn. Just looking ahead, as you've been going to do some more studying and so on, 10 years from now, what's your hope?
Oh, it's a tough question. I think I would like to be a curator at a museum, and that's the classes that I'm taking. I will get that on the paper officially. I will be able to work in a museum, so I hope that will be possible for me.
Well, with all your good experiences around the country, in Denmark, in the United States, other places, that surely will look really good on a resume and make you feel good about those experiences too.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that I have this opportunity to be here, because I've learned so much, and it's really good to see on your resume that you've been living in another country and working, and yeah, most importantly, working in another country, so you have experienced new cultures and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely.
What will you miss most when you go home? I know there are a lot of great things when you go home that you're looking forward to, but is there anything that you will miss most when you leave?
What I will miss most, I think, is the daily life here at the museum and the daily work here and the staff. And yeah, I think that's it. And then I will miss that people are so friendly and open to strangers. Yeah.
Well, we thank you for the work you've done here, and thank you today for visiting with us. And again, we encourage people to come by and learn more about the 1,000-year-old ships, and that is tomorrow at noon at the Danish Immigrant Museum. And until next time, here's a thought. A challenging job won't get done if you let it get to you before you get to it.